are about to step into the Library of Life. Each episode will take us to every corner of planet Earth. From the deepest depths of our oceans to the tops of mountains. Anywhere that life exists in its immense beauty and wonderful diversity, we will set our anchor in the hopes of learning. So let's go and begin our grand voyage into the natural world. Episode 1, The Glacier Bear. A dense fog lingers above the Sitka spruces, red cedar, and other old-growth trees that are symbolic of the temperate rainforest that encompasses most of the fragmented islands of the Alaskan Panhandle. A vast region characterized by caves, streams, glaciers, ice fields, fjords, deep valleys, and rugged coastlines. It is home to an abundance of wildlife, such as the brown, black, and polar bear, five species of salmon, the iconic bald eagle, and so much more. Underneath the masking fog, a large snout delicately rips buffalo berries from their branches. The snout is brownish in colour and could easily be mistaken for that of a black bear, which would not be entirely wrong. Its thick fur, covered in water droplets from the fog, is a unique silvery grey with a blue lustre. As the fog lifts slightly, the bear can be seen in full as it reaches for more berries. It is the rarest colour variation of the black bear, commonly known as the glacier bear, or less commonly as the blue bear. This elusive mammal is rarely seen, leading to its name in the language of the native Alaskan Tlingit being Siknoon, which can be translated as a bear that disappears. Even throughout the 19th century, as the well-regarded naturalist and Alaskan explorer William Healy Dole navigated South Alaska on field trips to document the area's resources, tribes, wildlife and plants, the bear was a once-in-a-lifetime sighting. Nevertheless, Dole still managed to document the bear, and it was officially designated as a black bear subspecies in 1895. Hunters, fur traders, and native people had known of and hunted the bear for craft, curiosity, and trade for centuries prior to Dole's reporting. The traders prized the bear's rare coloration, and the hunters also reported that its meat had a superior flavor to that of other bears, believing the meat's taste was caused by the glacier bear being a vegetarian. We now know it is an omnivore, as black bears eat both scavenged meat and a mixture of plants, herbs, and berries. The glacier bear was considered at the time to be a subspecies, due not only to its colouring, but also slight variations in its skull. Today, it is still largely recognised as a subspecies. However, there is no evidence other than its fur colour that supports this designation. The uniquely coloured bear has remained largely unstudied throughout the 21st century. So little is known about it. The wider belief is that its coloration is due to a genetic mutation, similarly to the Canadian Commode bear or cinnamon bear found throughout Central and Western America. It is also believed that the gene is recessive, meaning if the glacier bear interbred with the genetically dominant black bears, the glacier bear's gene would become diluted and potentially vanish altogether over time. The reason why the colour morphed bears have not suffered from interbreeding previously is due to the terrain of southeastern Alaska. The formation of large ice fields during the Ice Age caused a terrain separation of black bear populations. This divide could have been responsible for the glacier bears becoming isolated leading to its genetic change being preserved in a small but healthy population. It is also theorized that its color change could be an evolutionary advantage that helps the bear camouflage more effectively in their icy environment. However, this is often disputed, and the bear's color could have no advantage. Although the world's most elusive bear was once protected by the landscape it calls home, climate change, induced by our modern world, has led to the melting and retreat of the glaciers, meaning that the natural barrier that protects the glacier bears is vanishing at an alarming rate. It is believed that this will eventually lead to black bear reintroducing with glacier bears, the loss of habitat, as well as the species being hunted for curiosity, may eventually threaten them. The current unknown population is considered to be healthy, but under increasing threat. Even though we have such little knowledge of the glacier bears, we could assume as a black bear color variation that they have a very similar physique, eat a similar diet, and behave just as one. They will roam vast territories, searching opportunistically for seasonal food or a mate. During the spring and summer, they will enjoy the richness of variety on offer. As the leaves turn from green to the autumnal array of yellows, oranges, and reds, the bears will enter a hyperphagia state, which increases their sense of hunger, leading to excessive overeating. In humans, hyperphagia can be a symptom of something more serious. However, for bears, it's necessary for them to increase their body weight so they can survive hibernation. To achieve this, the bear will forage for up to 20 hours a day, moving routinely to a variety of locations that have proven fruitful in different seasons. This is a great testament to their memory and a mark of their intelligence. Their powerful sense of smell is also highly beneficial to their ravenous search for food. Black bears have been known to travel 18 miles in a direct line to a food source. Their sense of smell is often regarded as unparalleled in the natural world and is 7 times stronger than a dog's. Other bear species, such as the grizzly bear, are able to smell rotting carcasses when they are underwater, and the polar bear is able to smell a seal from underneath 3 feet of ice. It's not all about smelling food though. Males will also use their snout to locate a mate, traversing the landscape to find one. When the harsh Alaskan winter arrives, the bears will hibernate in their dens, which can be made in caves, burrows, tree holes, or other well-sheltered spots. On a side note, since black bears are widespread across the American continent, those in warmer climates will not hibernate at all. Whilst the other black bears are hibernating, they will suppress their metabolism by an astonishing 75%, slowing greatly the body's energy needs. For 6 months, they will not urinate, defecate, or move. One may presume the lack of movement would perhaps lead to muscle or bone problems, just like a human in a coma would suffer if not moved routinely. Astonishingly, the bears do not suffer from the lack of movement. This is one of many reasons why black bears have been studied by medical professionals, the hope being that the information learned may be used to benefit people, with a possibility that in the far future, we may be able to induce a hibernation-like state within humans, which could be useful in many ways, including long-distance space travel. In late winter, just before spring, the females, if successfully pregnated during the summer mating season, will birth 2 or 3 cubs while still hibernating. The litter, in comparison to human babies, are born relatively little compared to their parents. This may benefit the mother by giving her an easier birth as she sleeps. The cubs are born both blind and deaf, making them incredibly vulnerable. They will nurse on their mother's rich milk as she remains asleep. Rather astonishing, as the mother will not have eaten or drank throughout the winter, yet for her litter, she will lactate, providing to them a nutrient hit that will enable them to grow quickly over the next 2 to 3 months. As Alaska slowly emerges out of the grips of winter, tender spring shoots begin to emerge with the warming weather. Mama Bear will wait to see her cubs for the first time. They will look starkly different from the cubs she birthed just months prior. Out of the den, both mother and child will emerge to embrace the new season. For the mother, an urgent search for food will begin, as she has to regain her strength whilst both feeding and teaching her cubs. Sadly, cub mortality is high among black bears. 50% of the litter will not survive. This is due to a variety of reasons, including accidents, disease, hunting, predation, and rare occurrences of infant side. For protection, as well as to find food and to rest, bears will climb trees. Both mother and cubs can easily scale the spruces of Alaska, propelled by their strong back legs and using their curved claws to secure themselves in the bark. They can climb 100 feet within 30 seconds. Black bears are not territorial and will freely roam, leading to chance encounters with other bears. Black bears, however, tend to avoid each other, fighting when absolutely necessary for survival or to challenge a rival bear for dominance, earning mating rights if he is the victor. Black bears are the most common bear throughout America. Yet, the color-morphed glacier bear is one of the most elusive mammals on Earth. They are endemic to southeastern Alaska, where they have so far remained protected by their isolation. Without further studies, the bear that disappears remains an enigma that has prompted myth, speculative thinking, and wonderment for centuries. I hope you enjoyed this reading from the Library of Life. If you did, then you can support the podcast by giving it a rating wherever you may be listening. Or you can join me next week for another voyage into the natural world.